K-pop is popular in much of the world, and it is about to extend its reach into North Korea. One of the genre's hottest acts is performing there this weekend. As NPR's Elise Hugh reports, the music may be lighthearted, but the purpose is the stuff of serious diplomacy.
When it comes to inter-Korean relations, pop music and politics can work in concert. North Korea sent a musical delegation to South Korea for the Winter Olympics last month. Here's a group performing a song called Let's Run Toward the Future. Now it's the other side's turn. Solo singers and group acts will head north for the first time in more than a decade. Adam Cathcart, an East Asia researcher at the University of Leeds, calls cultural exchanges important.
It is an achievement that can be moved forward when everything else is stuck and when other exchanges need to get moving forward.
Other exchanges are set to happen. The leaders of the rival Koreas have scheduled their first face-to-face summit for April 27th. But before that, there will be music.
Music is particularly useful because it doesn't require a lot of talking, and the performance looks great, but it doesn't necessarily require a long discussion about the ideas behind it or anything else.
Singer Cho Yong-pil will also be part of the 160-member cultural delegation. Cho was the last South Korean singer to perform in Pyongyang in 2005, but the biggest names are the K-pop idols Red Velvet. The members have in recent years been it girls in the pop industry here. Jeff Benjamin follows the group as the K-pop columnist at Billboard magazine.
They've done remarkably well in just their short amount of time together.
K-pop can be used strategically as both a carrot and a stick. Just 2 years ago, K-pop figured in the propaganda war against the North. South Korea blared music by the hitmakers Big Bang. Over loudspeakers on the border with North Korea. Adam Cathcart.
That was seen as a way of sort of luring the North Korean soldiers over, a demonstration of South Korea's cultural vitality and its superiority, the high living standards, etc., etc.
Now the same genre is being wielded in a peaceful way. The set list was worked out in advance, since song choice is especially sensitive when performing in Pyongyang.
And of course, there's some very serious censorship issues there. So often what you'll hear about is that K-pop is a subversive force in North Korea, and indeed it's South Korean music is illegal to obtain and to listen to.
Red Velvet will play a two-song set, including last summer's hit, Red Flavor, and a tune called Bad Boy. Billboard's Jeff Benjamin.
I do think they're very representative of the two sides of Red Velvet. One is really, really fun and upbeat and just this addictive, sunshiny pop song. The other one is more of a slick, slinky R&B track done by the same guys who work with Bruno Mars.
All part of a soft power strategy for both Koreas, using the slick sounds of pop music as part of a diplomatic opening not seen in more than a decade. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Seoul.